Welcome back to The Daily Drum on Sirius XM Channel 141. I'm Harold Fisher. That's Marissa and Kenny's theme music when they walk into the room.
Hey, I'll take that.
You know, every time Marissa steps out of her car, that's what you hear. And you probably just hear it in her head. You know?
And the lady said, "You walk like you said you dressed and walk like you got theme music." I said, "It's in my head."
Exactly. See, there you go. Marissa Robinson and Kenny Cass Flanagan, our fashion advisors, stylist experts, talking about hair, makeup, what to wear, men and women, holiday parties, and even New Year's Eve. Lines are open at 202-319-7810, 202-319-7810. Teresa, calling from D.C. Teresa, thanks for hanging on. What's on your mind?
Hi. Well, Cass, he knows me. My daughter, Hannah, is one of your students. And
Hannah.
Yes, this is Teresa.
Hey.
And I really want to thank you because by me going to your shows and you encouraged me to come out of my dark colors. And although, you know, I'm a little heavy, but you helped me to come out of my dark colors. Don't be afraid to wear my hair back up because I have a scar on my forehead. And the way you just encouraged the people, the women especially, not to wear those dark colors, but come out of the dark colors, be proud of your shape, and the makeup that, you know, I was just so inspired that I just started coming out of my dark colors. I started applying my makeup and wearing my hair back and not being afraid of the scar. And I got so many compliments. And I just wanted to say thank you.
Oh, thank you so much. I appreciate that. That's good.
Well, Teresa, thank you so much for your phone call, and keep it colorful and enjoy your parties during the end of the year. Let me go to Nikki. Nikki calling from D.C. Nikki, thanks for calling. What's on your mind? Hey, how are you?
Hi. Good. How are you?
Good.
My question is, I'm very dark skin, like really, really dark skin, and I was wondering if you could advice what kind of color I should wear for makeup, like lipstick and, you know, eyeshadow. And so what color do you think I should try for this holiday?
Oh, absolutely. You can have a lot of fun. I'm very dark skinned too. So I know.
And she's gorgeous. I mean, just really look. Her skin is a canvas. Trust me.
Thank you. So you got the right one. I can totally understand. So you can go from anywhere from like a nude lip if you want to do something more neutral and keep it more brown with a nice gloss. You can also do a bold lip, like what I have on today is more like an eggplant, an oxblood. You can even go bold with red, like a scarlet red. The important thing for you is you need to make sure that you are complementing your undertones. You need
now,
to
what does that mean?
Your undertones. Yeah. So underneath of our first layer of skin, we have reds, we have golds, we have blue hues, violet hues, peach hues. We're all made up of different undertones, right? So it's not just the same for everybody to wear the same shades. We have to wear shades that complement those undertones. And that's where she might be having trouble and need a little direction. But you just stay in the warm family. You might want to seek out a makeup artist or you can come see me. We can do a consultation. I would love to help you pull out those tones so you can get the perfect look for the holidays. But don't be afraid. Definitely go bold.
And Nikki, for you and for everyone else, we will be posting contact information for both Marissa and Kenny Cass Flanagan on WHUR.com. It'll be on the website after 8:30. Because I'm really interested when you just mentioned all of those tones, including, you know, the fruit flavors and everything,
yes,
the peach and the grape and all of that other kind. You know, I got to figure out, how do you know what your undertone, like, what's my undertone? Mine is more pecan tan.
Yeah, you're a little peanut butter, baby.
Yeah, peanut butter, okay.
Something come out.
Something.
See that something come out.
Well, Nikki, thank you so much for calling.
Thank you very much.
202-319-7810. 202-319-7810. Dee Dee calling from Glendale. Hey, Dee Dee, how are you?
Hi, how are you?
Doing just fine. What's on your mind?
I'm calling calling about makeup. There's so many trends out here with cat eyes, smoky eye, red lips, to the dews, and all the different colors. I'm just wondering how, for a night out on the town and hanging out for on New Year's Eve, what's too much? What's just enough to compliment? You know, you can put too many trends together. I just want to know how I can get. And I have really big eyes.
Okay.
I want to accent my eyes, but I don't want them to be overwhelming on my face or look like a clown. What advice would you give me?
Okay, great. I love to see a good glow. If you have big eyes, eyelashes are always a great way to go. You can stay with sheer gold tones, whether they're cool or warm. You can do shimmer without the glitter. You want to stay away from the glitter and the on-stage look. You can definitely bring out your eyes with that lash. The lash is going to pop. You can do a nice liner, whether it's bold or soft. That will make your eyes more present and stand out. And definitely get an expert on the brows, because brows are so important to the shape of your face, and especially to really pop that eye.
Can I ask a question also, and this is for not just Dee Dee, but for everyone. And I wish you could see Marissa's lashes, because...
No, they probably can.
Yeah, right, yeah, from all the way in here, right? But here's the thing. Your lashes are long, but they don't look as if you would trip over them. And I think that's the
thing. I knew
thing.
You was going.
I mean, because they don't look heavy.
Yeah.
They look very light. They are feathery.
Yeah.
They're beautiful, you know, because, Kenny, and you know, there are some women that you see you walking around and they have these really long, thick, gloppy lashes, and they normally don't look like they're half asleep unless they have the lashes on, because the lashes are so heavy. So what did you do?
Oh, well, you'd have to come see me, Harold.
Oh, come on now. I don't need to.
I'm like, Harold, you better not come over there and see her and put some lashes on you.
They are so beautiful.
Thank you.
So what is that?
Well, there's a lot of different ways you can do your lashes. If you are well-versed, you can apply them yourself if you want to just do a strip. But I would definitely seek a makeup artist if you need some assistance with that. There's some self-adhesive, and there's also lash extensions. You can get them permanently on, and they look very natural. But the point of the game is that you want to stay natural and light. You don't want to get anything too heavy, that fan look or, you know, all that drama. Stay soft. You can go long, but as long as it's whimsical and soft, I think it's a great accent.
It looks beautiful.
But coming from a designer perspective and someone who styles, I think women also need to know which eyelashes are appropriate for an event.
Right.
Because there are certain places where you don't need those long eyelashes that it overbearings the makeup. It overbearings, like, people are no longer looking at your outfit. They're looking at your eyes.
Mm-hmm.
Because you have these huge eyelashes on. You're trying to be creative, but it's not blending in on far as with the event that you're going to. So I think also, too, you need to understand where you're going.
Mm-hmm.
So you can complement the whole outfit. I hate to see people with one great piece on. Like, learn how to be great from head to toe.
Okay. Because I would imagine
And be around some honest friends that's going to tell you the truth.
Yeah, does this make me look fat?
Exactly.
No, but it just makes you look bad.
Exactly.
Yeah, there's that. Dee Dee, thank you so much. And enjoy your holiday party. 202-319-7810. 202-319-7810. Mary Ann, calling from Laurel. Thanks for calling, Mary Ann. What's on your mind?
Hi, everyone. I'm calling because I don't normally wear a lot of makeup, but I do want to be able to have something that I can do myself, for not just for the holidays or for New Year's, but a regular basis. I just cut off all of my hair all the way to the skin.
Big chop?
And yeah, I mean, completely cut it all off.
Oh, so you're bald.
Like Harold.
It was my hair. I cut it all off.
Why?
Because the braid and the tension from the braid, constantly getting braids.
Oh, I see.
And it pulled out. I had patches on each side of my head, and so now I have no hair.
Okay.
And I can't even wear braids anymore or weave. But
you can wear a wig.
I can, but I don't like wigs. But I need makeup, and I need something to make my face because I don't have hair anymore, and mm-hmm. I feel so self-conscious with no hair.
But you know what? Let me say this, Marianne. You know, and I'm just kind of, you know, crazy in my tastes, as some would agree. I'm sure that bald head or suede cut is so sharp.
Absolutely.
And she could work that rascal.
Absolutely.
But let's talk about your makeup first, then we're going to get back to your head, because we're going to talk about that. Go right ahead, Marissa, about her makeup.
Yes, Marianne. So I think that, like Harold and Kenny were saying, that you can definitely look beautiful with your hair short. You definitely want to keep it sharp and coiffed, keep it cut. And with your skin, now you want to focus on your skincare, because that's the focal point, bringing out your best features on your face, identifying what those are, making sure those brows and the lashes are on point. And with good skincare, you'll have a nice glow and a nice foundation for whatever makeup you choose to put on. I would stay lighter and softer. Since the focal point is your face, you can go bolder, like Kenny was saying, depending on the venue or the total look that you're going for. But you can definitely get a nice bronzer, a nice glow, a nice natural hue, and play up your lip or your eyes, again, with the lash and the brow, and have a soft glow on your cheek. And that's always a warm, very feminine, soft look to start out with for every day. And you can kind of play that up or play that down as you change your fashion statements.
Mm. Go ahead, Kenny.
Yeah, and just to add to that, listen, I'm going to tell you this. One of the most boldest things to do is to cut your hair off. You don't lose your identity. You just lost some hair. So you're still the same person. And you're still the beautiful queen that you are. So represent yourself who you are, because it's going to radiate through you. People get so caught up with what they see, but then when you open up your mouth and they actually see, you're a queen. So that has not changed. Nothing has changed. You just lost some hair. It's okay.
Mm-hmm. You know, I've got to share this with you. This lady in my church, she's really tall. I mean, she's probably about 6 feet tall, and she is completely bald, dark skin, beautiful, beautiful shape of her head,
mm-hmm.
but her makeup is always so exquisite. But even more to the point, her mode of dress, everything that she wears pops and explodes. You know, great big huge knits, bell sleeves, you know, great big really interesting feminine shoes, big earrings, and even on occasion.
Because she figured out her identity, what works
did.
For her.
And she just, you know, and she and her husband, you know, they just look so good together. And, you know, I've even seen her wear, and you all are going to have to help me with this, it's not hair jewelry, but head jewelry.
Okay. Oh, like the wraps, the scarves.
It's like
beads.
Like a bead with one
something
hanging in the forehead.
Absolutely.
And just absolutely stunning. She works it. And I mm-hmm. think for somebody like Marianne.
And that's what I'm telling Marianne. Like, you're still a queen. Go out there and just be who you are. Have fun. Have a great time. Learn the makeup that works for you, mm-hmm. you know, because that's another thing, too. You need to find out what works for you, because what works for someone else may not work for you.
Marianne, thank you so much for giving us a call. Good luck for you. Good luck to you, I should say. I need to take another break, but Matthew from D.C., you want to talk about gowns for your wife, so please stay with us. We've got an answer for you. Lines are still open at 202-319-7810. 202-319-7810. We're going to get you looking good for holiday parties, even up to New Year's Eve. We'll be back in just a moment. Welcome back to The Daily Drum on Sirius XM Channel 141. I'm Harold Fisher. We continue our discussion about making sure that you look great for those holiday parties, particularly as we get much, much closer to New Year's Eve. Lines are still open at 202-319-7810, 202-319-7810. Matthew, calling from D.C., you had a question about dresses.
Yes, this is Matthew in D.C. My question was for Kaz. I want to say hello, Kaz. You're great brother for doing what you're doing. But I'm taking my wife to a hip-hop concert at the Kennedy Center, New Year's Eve. And I wanted to get your professional insight on what trends are, you know, in style right now as far as materials, patterns. I just want to make sure she is the best-looking woman in the place.
Is this Matthew, my model?
Yes.
What's up, man? So listen, man, and by the way, congratulations. Here's the thing. Who's playing?
It's Mos Def, actually.
Oh, man. Listen.
Mm, wow.
Yeah.
That's interesting. Hip-hop, Kennedy Center. Mm-hmm. So that's got to be, you got to be a little creative there, right?
Hey, man, I'm going to tell you right now, she needs to wear something beaded or sequins. You want her to stand out? Let her stand completely out. Put her in a very sophisticated, very simple sequins gown.
Okay.
Because I've met your wife. She's a very beautiful woman. And let her silhouette, let her beauty speak for itself. Don't overcomplicate it. You know, something blue, something maybe pink. We can do something multicolors, the different colors. But I say do something very simple, something a sequins gown, and I guarantee you she'll be the belle of the ball.
Thank you very much, brother.
All right, Matthew, thank you so much. Let's talk. We've talked about what you should do. Let's talk about what perhaps you should not do, particularly when it comes to your hair. And I ask this, Marissa, because people dance on New Year's Eve. And, you know, and
Juju on that beat.
Yeah, well, yeah, there's that. I see you're ready. Stay ready, as you said, right?
The sore, man.
Yeah. but it's another show. But, you know, a lot of women, they want to go and they want to have a good time.
Mm-hmm.
But they don't want to, quote unquote, sweat their hair out. Is there a style for women who have a tendency to sweat their hair out that will persevere throughout the evening?
Yeah, absolutely. I think no matter what you start out with, you bring a couple of safety nets in your purse. Make sure you have bobby pins, a ponytail holder if you have long hair, and definitely that accent hair jewelry, something that you can put in your hair in case something happens and you can throw it up really quick, really smooth in the bathroom. And now you have a whole new look or a modified look of what you came with, and you still look elegant and you look soft because you may not have the tools that you had at home to once recreate what you started with, but you can definitely transform into that second look and the second wind.
Okay, I like that. Your thoughts
B.
about that.
Oh, man.
Don't. The list is too long. We need another hour.
Right. So here's the thing. Don't overthink it.
Mm-hmm.
Like, if you know what event you're going to, so then that knows what level of outfit that you're going to wear. You know, don't overdo it. Just take your time. Have fun. I say this so many times. Have fun. Dressing is self-expression, especially for the holidays. Just one thing. Don't come in a Santa Claus outfit.
Don't do that.
That's your Santa.
Fellas, if you're that guy that perspires a lot, you know, hey, make sure that, you know, you wear an open, free cotton, something that is breathable. Sea Island, this very breathable cotton that you can have so it won't make you feel so stuffy. You know, and then also, too, when you take your jacket off, make sure you're still dressed up. You feel me? Because a lot of guys, they cover up. They don't dress up.
Mm-hmm.
Women do the same thing. They cover up. They don't dress up. So they're afraid to take off layers. They're afraid to move or do things because they're covered up so much. Have fun. Know the event that you're going to what to wear. Make sure that you're well-groomed, men and women. Women, make sure that you wear the right size shoes.
Let's talk about that a bit. Because, you know, there have been times when I've gone to events and we know the ladies like their stilettos and what have you. And yet there are times when you will see a lady walk across the floor and you will hear in your head, ouch, 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 ouch.
She's doing the duck walk.
That's right. Or you may actually hear that from her.
Yes.
How can a woman pick a shoe? Is there a high heel shoe or type of style that can still be attractive and sexy that she can walk in and dance in for more than 15 minutes without, you know, walking around like she's on the beach with them in her hand?
Well, we're going to first and foremost stay away from the red bottoms then, because those are not comfortable shoes at all. Those are like, he even said it, I made these shoes for style, not comfort.
Okay.
So it's really a lot of platform shoes women wear that are more comfortable because it takes that pressure off of that arch. So it's more higher. But the higher the arch is, the more difficult it may be as far as dancing. I mean, women nowadays, Harold, they take their shoes off in a minute.
Yeah, I know. Yeah,
you know?
Yeah,
And, you know, they'll start partying. But as far as saying what's a comfortable shoe, there's many shoes out here that are comfortable. It's just finding the right fit for you.
What should they
do? And most women, they get out here, they buy shoes for style. After a while, then they'll start getting them for comfort because when little animals start growing up on the side of their feet.
Is that true? Have you seen that? No animals?
Uh-oh, Harold is out here looking at her feet, y'all.
Okay, so Marissa, when you shop,
yes.
Because I know you like to dance.
Yes, you do.
When you shop for your shoes, you know, for your party shoes, is there something that you do, short of just putting them on and seeing if they're comfortable, is there a look that you, when you're looking inside the shoe, when you're looking at the padding, when you're looking at how the shoe is made, is there something that you specifically look for that will say, well, the shoe is cute, but I can't get my foot in this, or it's not going to be comfortable? Or,
well, you definitely try the shoe on. You walk around in it, and you just have to know your venue. You have to know, like Kenny said, you know, am I wearing this shoe for style or for comfort? And so if I'm wearing it for both, then there are certain things I look for. I definitely look at the sole, the arch. I can wear arch. I'm a dancer, and I have a pretty nice arch foot. So I have a little flexibility with that. Harold,
yes,
joking.
Harold, don't say nothing.
Hold it back.
You for a while.
But
this
she's always
up with
so
you,
sharp
bro.
With her shoes, you know.
Yeah, I mean, yes, shoes are expression. So to me, I'm actually really comfortable in red bottoms and high heels for now, but there'll be
that. But see,
that
that's genetics for you, right?
Well, yeah.
You were born that way. You were born with, you know, lovely feet, nice arch, and, you know, and the like.
Also, what I do sometimes too is Dr. Scholl's. Dr. Scholl's are your friend. Dr. Scholl's, they have gels. They have things for the heel, things for the arch, things for the toe. There are things you can do on the back, so that your strap doesn't rub against the back of your heel. So there are little tips and tricks that you can do, definitely, to keep it nice.
Yeah, I know some women who even get their shoes stretched.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
You can stretch them with a blow dryer.
Mm-hmm. That's what I do with my clients. I stretch them with a blow dryer.
Yeah, you can build the shoe up with like a bunch of socks, a bunch of thick socks. You can wear them first, and then you put the socks in them, and then you blow with a blow dryer and let it sit, let it form, and then put your feet in them and, you know, just go for it and put the socks on so that it really stretches it out after
and another,
it's had that heat.
Another way is putting water in a plastic bag, Ziploc bag, stick it inside of your shoe so it can form it, and put it in the freezer.
Huh. Okay.
It's all tricks.
Yeah, because ice, when it freezes, will expand.
Expands, exactly.
Yeah, that's
exactly.
Right.
Exactly, exactly.
Real quick, I only have a few minutes left, one or two, and this is really kind of my pet peeve as it relates to women. A lot of women want to wear strapless gowns. It doesn't matter whether it's a long gown or cocktail dress or what have you, and yet when they go to events, they're always pulling and tugging.
Mm-hmm.
What do you suggest to those women, whether they are, you know, busty or not? But it just seems to me, and this is from a man's perspective, I would not want to constantly have to pull and tug on my clothes all night if I'm, you know, trying to dance or look good. So what should those women who like to wear strapless, what's the alternative? Or should they do halters? Should they do something else? What are your thoughts?
I mean, the alternative, I mean, one, you can put double tape, but not the regular tape. You have to put some double, like, industrial tape in certain areas that'll hold it up.
Mm-hmm.
So instead of women putting it in between their cleavage or over their nipples, they can put the tape underneath their breasts. That way, it's a standstill. It doesn't move.
Okay.
This part of the body underneath your breast does not move. Your breasts move. This moves. Everything else moves. So it's shifting the tape. So if you put tape here, paste it here, mm-hmm. it keeps everything leveled up here, even if you move.
Okay.
So there's just areas for that.
And Marissa?
Yeah, I was going to say shapewear as well. I know earlier we kind of just touched on Spanx, and that's more for the bottom, but Spanx makes a variety of shapewear for women, for the top and the bottom. And sometimes there are those pieces that contour your back and the wider parts to give you that nice hourglass shape that help to form that fit in the cut of the dress so that everything is nice and uniform and you don't have to, you know, nip and tuck and pull so much. And you can actually build where you don't have or where gravity has won.
Mm-hmm. But it's also the structure of the dress.
Of the dress, the cut of the dress.
Some people, men and women, especially women since we're talking about the halter, they need to know their shape. Mm-hmm. Like, come to grips. This is not going to work. It's not working just for the night. It's not going to work at all.
Or they say spandex isn't for everybody and probably
so just
some
find something that complements
either.
You that really looks good. Like, you have to be honest with yourself.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, or have those friends that would be honest
with you. Exactly.
So, look, I want to thank both of you as always. Always lots of fun. Marissa Robinson, Kenny Cass Flanagan, thank you both so much. Of course, as always, lots of information to contact both of them if you have questions about hair, questions about makeup, questions about what you should or should not wear. Plenty of time to get it together before New Year's Eve. And of course, if you do go out, be careful about drinking and driving. Have a good time, everyone. That is the Daily Drum on Sirius XM Channel 141 for this Tuesday, December 20th. I'm Harold Fisher. You can reach me on Facebook at Harold Fisher WHUR or Twitter at H Fisher WHUR. Also, Daily Drum WHUR. Now, stay tuned for the Connection with Lorna Newton. Good night.
The Howard University Radio Network is WHUR 96.3 FM, WHUR World 96.3 HD2, student-run WHBC HD3, GlassHouseRadio.com, SiriusXM Channel 142, HBCU, and SiriusXM Channel 141, HUR.